Police shot and killed a man swinging a baseball bat inside a San Leandro Walmart. This happened over the weekend, but now, as KCBS's Carrie Hudasek tells us, in a live report, an anti-police terror group is now calling that an execution. Carrie?
Yes, Susan, people in the community are outraged by the killing of 33-year-old Stephen Taylor. He was shot and killed by police inside that San Leandro Walmart Saturday afternoon. A video posted on social media shows the man holding a baseball bat. Police Lieutenant Ted Henderson says Taylor was tased, and when he couldn't comply to put the bat down, he was tased again and then shot once in the torso. Those with the Anti-Police Terror Project are now claiming Taylor was fatally shot because he was a black man and potentially had mental health problems. Now, police say he was shot because he was a threat to their officers. They believe Taylor obtained the bat from inside the Walmart, but the motive is still unclear. James Birch with the project says they now want police to be held accountable for their actions. And he tells me if there weren't a global pandemic right now, they would be outside marching on the streets to demand justice for the Taylor family. Meanwhile, that family has retained a federal civil rights attorney claiming the shooting was unlawful. Now, the officer who shot Taylor has been put on administrative leave, and the Walmart has since reopened. Reporting live, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.